زبان با شکویی پر غرور و پر توان هم شکویی.
Iranians turn out in force to mark the anniversary of the victory of the Islamic Republic. Also ahead, the Fajr International Film Festival comes to an end. And thousands of Tunisians take to the streets of Tunis to express support for the incumbent government. In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful, hello and welcome. Here is what we are following on this edition of Dromedar Network English News. Iranians have turned out in millions for the nationwide rallies to commemorate the anniversary of the victory of the Islamic Revolution. In the capital Tehran, hundreds of thousands have taken to the streets on the occasion of the national celebration.
Imposing economic sanctions against Iran is a politically motivated act conducted by the US and its allies. We, people of Iran, will stand against the hegemonic powers and their plots as before.
We will stand by our leader and defend our country.
Addressing a huge crowd in Tehran's Azadiya Square, President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad said the Islamic Revolution belongs to all freedom-loving nations all over the world. He pointed out that the Islamic Revolution has turned to a role model for other nations. President Ahmadinejad added the Iranian nation, thanks to its untiring perseverance and a prudent leadership, has turned all kinds of immense pressures and threats by the enemies into golden opportunities for progress and development. He emphasized that today no power can make the slightest imposition against the Iranian nation, and the nation will not retreat one iota from its absolute rights. Above 160 foreign reporters are here in Iran to cover the great event.
People seem very happy and it seems like a festival.
It's my second time to attend this ceremony. I think the people in this celebration is very have very high spirit. They're very happy.
Yeah, I feel the people are very enthusiastic and it's a very proud day for them. And I congratulate them for the anniversary. It's a great day.
Meanwhile, people from all walks of life poured into the streets in all Iranian cities and towns to celebrate the toppling of the US-backed regime of Pahlavi in 1979 and renew allegiance to the ideals of the architect of the Islamic Republic, the late Imam Khomeini.
Allah Akbar! Allah Akbar! Allah Akbar!
Later, the rallyers have issued a final statement underlining adherence to the guidelines of leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, as the key to safeguard the revolution against the plots of the enemies, the U.S. in particular. The statement also called on all officials to persevere their solidarity and dismissed any efforts to undermine national unity and public peace as betrayal and serving the enemy's interests. The ralliers further condemned the U.S.-led unfair sanctions, stressing Iran's right to peaceful nuclear energy. The statement also called on all nations that have recently overthrown Western-backed dictators to be alert against plots to divert the Islamic awakening. The document also voiced support for the Islamic resistance against the Zionists, the Bahraini uprising, and the government and people of Syria. The statement concluded with a call on the U.S. to prove its goodwill by easing the anti-Iran pressure before any